good, good Father. He's so loving. He's so creative, and he loves diversity. Just look at how many different kinds of insects there are. Insects. He made them all. Even if you don't like them, sure can see how much God loves diversity. Not only is our loving Father creative, but he shares his creativity with us. I love that he's gifted so many different people with musical ability. That's not a gift I have received, so I can appreciate it in other people. I love that I can listen to rock music or classical music or hip-hop or jazz or anything. That's God's creativity coming through the people he created. And I love the diversity that can be found in food and art and athletics, as every single ethnicity, every age, every person shares who they are with the rest of us. I'm just a huge fan of what God has done. Do you know this amazing sentence in Genesis 1:31? God looked over all he had made and he saw that it was very good. What God made was very good and he knew it. But things didn't stay that way, did they? There's so much division today, so much anger, so much racism, so much constant mistrust of anyone who is different, that I think we lose sight of what good God made. We so easily forget that we are better together. We forget that we can actually be advocates for each other instead of being against them. Way too often we're ready to dismiss somebody just because we don't understand them. Too often we prejudge people just because they're different, instead of trying to recognize that it's the same Holy Spirit at work in them as it is in us, and appreciating what God has done. Now today I'm going to be specifically talking about women, because like other prejudices, it's difficult to recognize unless you're a woman who's been misjudged. Right? We can recognize it. This is just a quick clip, a common scenario in our country, this commercial. Maybe you've seen it.
It was a tough call, but our new senior VP goes to Mike.
This wasn't the first time. Claire had been passed up for the promotion.
Too often, women are overlooked in the workplace. Too often, they're thought of as weak or too emotional. Too often, they're viewed simply as eye candy. It's my prayer that we're going to have our eyes opened today to what God has to teach us about how to view women and how to be better together as men and women. Let's pray. Father, we want to see what you want to show us. Pray that you would help us to put any preconceived ideas, any judgments aside for this morning and be open to what you have for us. Amen. Throughout history, both in our country and around the world, women have never really been considered as important as men. For centuries, women were viewed simply as property of their fathers or of their husbands. Even here in the United States, up until the mid-1800s, women weren't allowed to own property of their own. Then it changed in the mid-1800s, and they could, but only married women could own property. They were not allowed to receive an education or to vote or to be credible witnesses in court. In fact, our own Declaration of Independence, when our forefathers said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal," they really did mean men, and only white men at that. Now, already you might be wondering why we need a sermon about women. After all, it's 2020, and women aren't treated the way they used to be. There's no more sexism. Women can own businesses. We can write books. We can even run for president. We can't win, but we can run. But there's a cultural bias today that women still are somehow less than men, less important, less able. Why do I say that? Because women still earn significantly less than men do for doing the same job. Men still make up 75% of Congress and 90% of CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. And it's commonly been said that for a woman to get half as much credit as a man, she has to work twice as hard and be twice as smart. Why is that? There's this commonly held view that men tend to be more logical than women, and that women tend to be more emotional than men. And in general, I would agree with that. There's always exceptions, but in general, I agree with that premise. But what I disagree with is the conclusion that logic is more desirable than emotion. That somehow it's intrinsically better to be logical than to be emotional. And we've all heard it in so many different ways. Guys telling their male friends when they're maybe feeling a little bit emotional, they say, "Don't be such a girl," like that's a bad thing. Or people say things like, "Take it like a man," or "Man up," when they're describing courage or toughness. I remember being with a group of male pastors. I was the only female in the room one time, and their discussion was about whether or not women could actually be pastors. I'm right here. So I reminded them that I am a pastor, and one of them said, "Yeah, but you're just like one of the guys." Like that was a compliment to me. In reality, it kind of creeped me out. And that kind of sentiment creeps up in conversation all the time. And it's made me wonder what God thinks about men and women. Does he view men and boys as better than, smarter than,